Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. This is episode 6 of the failed cities, Hath of Darkness. If this is your first time listening, you will want to go to variantfrequencies.com and start with episode 1. There will be 2 episodes a week between December 1st, 2009 and Christmas Day. As an added bonus, at the end of each episode, we will bring you one song from Abney Park's Dark Christmas album. But that's not all. We will be giving away one copy of their new album, Aether Shanties. To enter our contest, send an email to me at variantfrequencies@gmail.com, telling me who your favorite character is from the Failed Cities monologues. We will be drawing the winner randomly from those emails. Now, we have a brief word from our sponsor. Most of us now use a BlackBerry, iPhone, or Palm to check email when we're out of the office. But it's not enough. You need access to the files and programs on your office computer. GoToMyPC is the tool that will give you complete access to everything on your computer from anywhere. For you Macintosh users, GoToMyPC currently has a Mac beta. Just go to their site and follow the GoToMyPC for Mac beta link. With GoToMyPC, you're actually operating your computer from any other computer. Access your programs, files, everything you need to work from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Our listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. Now, on to our story. Part 6, The Failed Cities, Hath of Darkness, Ferris, by Matt Wallace. When you look up on Christmas Eve and see a shape streaking across the night sky above the failed cities, it's not Santa's sleigh. It's Death Incarnate, also known as Ferris.
As a black snowfall blankets the failed cities on Christmas Eve, the arrival of 99 mysterious steel chambers sets a series of far-from-blessed events in motion. 8 people become links in a deadly chain that will either tether innocent lives to safety or strangle any hope for their future. And as each part of the story unfolds, we learn that above all things, Christmas in the failed cities is a feverishly struck balance between the constant threat of violence and the briefest, most bittersweet moments of joy.
The man in the red suit reminds me what time of year it is. It's getting harder these days, remembering that stuff. Tradecraft is all still there. I got that good. And I remember most everything Farah ever told me. But the other stuff, the regular people stuff, it gets mixed up and turned around and pushed into the back of things more and more now. Sometimes I'll hold a newspaper or a fork or something, and I'll forget the point of it. It's weird. The man in the red suit is moaning all in pain, and it's making it harder for me to hold on to whatever it is I was remembering. I figure he'll pass out or die soon since I just peeled most of his skin off. His eyes are all wide. I mean, he doesn't have any choice in that, really. He doesn't have any eyelids. His face was the first thing I took. but they haven't gone glassy yet, his eyes. Must be implants or drugs or something. All the tech is making it harder and harder to kill people these days. Most of the runny black stuff has slopped from what's left of him onto the floor, and now there's only his red, red muscles. It's the color that got me thinking about the man in the red suit. Not him, though. Somebody else in a red suit. Christmas. That's it. It's almost Christmas. Not surprised I forgot. Pharaoh was always the one who made Christmas for us. When we were kids, she scrounged decorations from school and from dumpsters and made the house nice. And when Dad would tear them down or Mom would sell them, Pharaoh would tape them back together or found more. We made each other presents. She carved a knife from a piece of rock for me, and I made a bracelet out of mice bones for her. I cleaned them real well. I made them shine for her. She'd tell me stories, too. Not the reindeer with the red nose. Only not because it was broken. And not the snowman who came to life. Pharaoh didn't like silly crap like that. She told me about the history. Mostly about Romans. About the festivals they had in the ancient times. About the three wise men and the baby in the manger. But the birth story didn't do it for me so much as the death story. I could imagine them driving the spikes through my own wrists and feet, the Roman soldiers. I would have waited till they raised the cross, then tore myself free and fallen on them. Eagle strike. Death from above. I wondered how many soldiers I could kill before I bled out from my hanging cut veins. Pharaoh would always stroke my head and say, "As many as angels dancing on the head of a pin." That's what she'd say. I never lose that stuff. Those were good things, but they're gone now. And so's Pharaoh. I keep busy. That's the main thing. You'd think work would make me sad without her. But it's really the only thing that helps my mind not hack at it. Not gnaw on itself the way a wolf gnaws on a hurt leg. Like peeling this slag. At least I think peeling him was part of the job. Maybe it was my idea. I can't remember just now, but the consortium wanted him to hurt when I found him. They wanted it big and splashy and front page so everyone would know. And that's what I do best. I've been working for them exclusive lately. They gave me a handler. It's not about the money. Pharaoh and me had stashes all over the world. More than we ever needed. It's the best way to stay busy. To make sure one piece of work is there as soon as I finish the last one. And I don't have a plan or anything. It's good for right now. They've got a new job for me, last minute, and they want to give me a team of their neo-nextech horseshit shock troops. That usually means whatever they want me to bring back is important. They worry I'll go too far. They should worry. But I still don't have much use for these toy soldiers they suit up and send out. Pharaoh and me killed hundreds of them. They're nothing. We're loaded onto a stealth runner, and pretty soon all I can see are clouds getting trashed through the jets of the air car. The consortium's tough guys are talking their tough guy talk to each other. But I can feel how shit-scared they are of me. It doesn't make me feel good, though. Just kind of sick in the pit of my stomach. I think it's from knowing they don't belong in the same hunt with me. The target turns out to be a big truck going up these twisting mountain roads. Going up them way too fast. Whatever it's pulling, that's what we're supposed to bring back. That's it. That's the whole job. The sinking in my stomach just gets deeper. I let the others drop onto the truck first. If there's security, if they're any good, I'll know by watching how they handle the assault. Turns out it's just one guy, though. The driver. At first, I'm disappointed. But the guy surprises me. He climbs right out of the truck while it's still barreling around the mountain and goes after them. He knows knife work. I can see that from here. He's really good with edges, and he's not afraid, even though he should be. Pharaoh used to tell me guys like that weren't born fearless. They were born stupid. But still, he's pretty good. The sinking is gone. Now I feel a hot down there, burning almost. And I hear Pharaoh whispering in my ear like she used to, saying demons come from above, not below. They don't crawl out of the ground and nip at ankles. They fall from a red sky, streaking on wings made of fire. They make death rain down in bloody torrents. So that's just exactly what I do.
Now you know Dasher and Dancer, and Prancer and Vixen, and Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Thank you for listening to The Failed Cities, Half a Darkness, by Matt Wallace. Narrated by Neil Stringer. Music by Neil Stringer, Abney Park, and Digital Juice. Abney Park's website is abneypark.com, and Digital Juice is at digitaljuice.com. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you from the Variant Frequencies team.
In a future where noir, cyberpunk, and visceral horror make mind-bending bedfellows, the only thing that separates a forsaken urban sprawl from a half-finished technological utopia is 16 miles of river. They're known as the Failed Cities. Two worlds populated by shadow agents, street soldiers, reluctant detectives, and femme fatales. When a single conspiracy touches them all, the story can only be told in their voices. Ethan, the street preacher. Truck, the hot-rodding neo-hipster knifesmith. The feral twins, whose passion for death and each other is the only escape from their own tormented psyches. Just a few of the characters that drive one of the most unique storytelling experiences in fiction today. J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son trilogy, calls the Failed Cities monologues gritty, imaginative, believable. T. Morris, author of Moravi, says the Failed Cities monologues creates a chilling tapestry of inner darkness that finds its outside voice. It's not a matter of wanting to listen. You have to. Visit PodioBooks.com to hear the series that's redefining the rules of podcast fiction. Variant Frequencies presents The Failed Cities Monologues by Matt Wallace. 8 lives, 2 cities, 1 story.
Get this book and more free titles from PodioBooks.com.